Here's another thing President Trump's been trying to do since he came into office, fully implement his travel ban. And yesterday, the Supreme Court gave his administration the green light, even as legal challenges against the measure continue. The court's decision affects travel by residents of six mostly Muslim countries, and for many, it's not just a news story. It's personal and it's painful. Ask Afaf Nasher. She directs the New York chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. She's also a daughter-in-law, and the new restrictions mean a central figure in her family won't be permitted to visit the U.S.
He really is the one that brings the entire family together, that takes care of others.
She's describing her children's grandfather, who now won't be allowed to come to the U.S. to see his grandkids.
My father-in-law is an elderly man. He's about 80 plus years old, and he's experiencing health issues, and he's needed care more than once. But he's in Yemen. He's a Yemeni national. We really just want to see him live out his final, whatever it is, years, hopefully. Hopefully he has many years to come. But we want to see him do so with his family beside him.
Right. And Yemen is on this list. So your father-in-law has made several trips to the U.S. previously to see your extended family in years past. What will this mean for his health?
Well, it's pretty dramatic, to be honest with you. I'll tell you the background on the situation. He left Yemen, and which was treacherous in and of itself. He left Yemen several weeks ago to go to Egypt because he needed urgent care. As you know, there is increased instability in Yemen. Literally, bullets are flying out of windows. And so for him to travel from the capital in the north, which is Sana'a, to go all the way to the south and catch some sort of boat, which brings him into another country so he can finally get into Egypt for urgent care, when you're sick, was a huge problem and something that we were really concerned about. And what we'd like to do is to bring him in here through a visa. And my husband and I were talking about what we can apply for. And just hours later, we heard about the Supreme Court's decision. And that really sort of banished all hope. We can't send him back to Yemen where bullets are flying and missiles may be overhead.
Yeah, I mean, when you boil down the rationale for this travel ban, Trump will say it's about making America safe. So what do you say to people who are worried that visitors from Yemen will jeopardize the safety and security of the U.S.?
You have an elderly man here. This is real life, who you want to send to face bullets flying in the air for no other reason other than him wanting to be with his family here. And because he's Muslim and Yemeni, what does that say as far as the value of human life for others? Or are only we entitled to that value? That's first and foremost. And then secondly, it's nonsense. Because if you look, I'm sure anyone who wants to really sort of hear and understand the truth, all it takes is a simple Google search. And we see that the real threat is most of the time internally. It has nothing to do with people coming in from Yemen. Yemen had nothing to do with 9/11, for example, and neither are the other countries that are on the list. And so to this entire propaganda, and that's what it is, it's nothing but propaganda, this lie of we're trying to make things secure, it's nothing but deceit.
What have you told your kids? I mean, I think they're looking forward to seeing their grandfather. I mean, has this opened up discussions about the travel ban and about justice?
We talk to them about this a lot. My older children just are saddened by it and understand how unfair that this is. And the younger children can't really wrap their hands around it at all. They can't seem to understand that because their heritage is Yemeni and their grandfather is Yemeni and is Muslim, that somehow he's going to be treated different because for them, they're not different and he's not any different. So it's devastating for them to sort of grow up with this, along with an entire generation of children who must be made to understand that this government is seeing them not as full citizens, not as full Americans who have the right to be with their families. So having to really break that down, to be honest, it's emotional for me because the belief that I've always had in this country is really being tested.
Do you think your kids understand where things are at right now?
Certainly the younger ones don't. The older ones do. But at the end of the day, I think I try not to allow them to feel a sense of helplessness. And I give them the courage to always be proud of their identity and to understand that recourse still remains possible. And that is something that we are going to try to attain through the court system. You know that things are still temporary. This victory is temporary. And we're going to continue to challenge things because that is what our faith teaches us. That is what our government and our history and what America stands for, to stand for what is right and just and equality for all people. And we're not willing to give up on that ideal just yet.
Afaf Nasher is the executive director for the New York chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Thanks for telling us about your father-in-law and what your family is facing now with this travel ban.
Thank you so much, Marco. I appreciate the opportunity.